Storm Publishing presents The Girl Who Crossed Mountains, written by Lalita Baldock and read by Stephanie Lane.
Part 1, 1936 to 1938, Civil War. Chapter 1, 1981, Donostia, San Sebastian.
Abuela! Grandma! He's here! Come, come!
I look up from my morning paper, squinting into the bright morning light. A soft breeze, salt heavy and warm, drifts up off the bay, collecting the bright pink ruffles of my granddaughter's dress. Little legs pump hard as she runs up the hill from the river below.
You are sure it is him?
I call back. There is a fluttering in my heart already, a squeeze of my chest. I breathe in deeply, intentionally.
You said to look for a grey suit, and he was looking all over the place.
She has made it to my front porch, panting slightly, hands placed firmly on her hips. She concludes,
definitely lost.
So small, so feisty. A smile teases at the corners of my mouth, but it wouldn't do to show my amusement. I love my granddaughter's internal fire. It comes from her abuelo, I think. Then, let's not keep him waiting, I say. I stand, stiff, creaky, perhaps before my time. A life of manual work takes its toll. She watches, a small frown forming between her eyes.
Madre says you do too much, abuela.
Your madre should remember who her madre is, I quip. My daughter fusses. She takes after me, I think. Collecting my cardigan and handbag, I make my way down to the cobbled road where she waits, body already half turned back to the train station below, face excited. She takes my hand. The small bones of her fingers slip into place alongside mine. Natural, seamless. I glance down at the brown curls that spring from her head, bobbing in the breeze. Alive. Everything about her is alive. We will write to return. Liar is proof. Hand in hand, we make our way down the hillside to the train station near the Puente de Maria Cristina. To our right, the tamed natural Urumea River cuts a path to the sea. Neat boulevards and ornate bridges line her waters.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?